We're talking about fake meat on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Large companies like grocery chain Kroger and food processor Tyson are following in the footsteps of some fast food chains like Burger King offering meat alternatives. Kroger is trying out a dedicated plant-based protein section that is in its meat aisle this fall at dozens of stores. Tyson Foods is embracing plant-based shellfish. It's the world's second largest processor and marketer of chicken, beef, and pork. Tyson announced earlier this month it will debut faux shrimp next year. So have you tried plant-based meat products? What have you eaten? How does the taste compare to actual meat? We're at 800-642-1234. Pranabendu Mitra is an assistant professor in the Department of Food and Nutrition at UW-Stout, and he joins us from our studios in Eau Claire. Pranabendu, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Okay, thank you. Good morning.
So help us understand what ingredients are found in plant-based meat products. What's in them?
Okay, so if you look at the meat products, so basically we are familiar with the meat for animal source. But when you go for the alternative or animal source, that means we are having that protein from the plant sources. For example, soybean. And other plant sources and potato protein, wheat protein. So in company, different company like Impossible Burger, they are producing that plant protein-based burger. What they are doing, they are mixing the wheat protein, potato protein, and soy protein. And they are also like in animal protein, they are the one kind of iron is there. It's called heme iron.
Mm-hmm.
But in plant protein, is a lack of heme iron. So they are extracting heme iron from soybean plant and also presently now from yeast. So they are mixing that things together and put in that extruder.
And so in that an extruder. And so yeah. you're mixing and really combining these plant-based ingredients.
Yeah. Like soy protein and wheat protein, potato protein, including that they're also using coconut oil.
Uh-huh.
And they're mixing all together as a powder form and putting to that extruder. And then they are adding water. So in that process, they are extruding with the high moisture. Moisture is about more than 50%. So they are extruding with that about 130 to 180 degrees centigrade temperature. And when it comes through that extruder and coming through a orifice, a small hole is called orifice, and that time they are maintaining in less than 100 degree centigrade. So this way what happened that texturized protein or protein analog they're having there. So that means your fiber content in protein and protein fiber and with water they're making three-dimensional gel and that protein are texturized.
Well, this is high tech. This is really high tech. You mentioned earlier the Impossible Burger. What is the Impossible Burger?
So that is the Impossible Burger. They are using that ingredients. So in ingredients and so also they are using the heme iron. So that they are using the same technology, that extrusion technology with the it's called high moisture extrusion technology. So in this process, they are when it's texturized and it comes out as a texturized protein. But if you like to make it that meat analog, like beef analog, so that time they are also using some fruits or vegetable extracts, for example, carrot extracts or apple extracts, or different kinds of seasons, so that it will be like a color and texture-wise, it's like if it's a beef, but it's not beef. It's a completely a plant protein based.
So they're using all the senses in the texture, in the taste, in the smell to really mimic.
Original like a meat analog.
So are plant-based meat products, are they healthier than eating actual cuts of meat, lean cuts of meat?
Okay. So now you see that when healthier, what we need to understand. So first we need to understand that what is meat actually. So meat is that polymer of amino acid. So in that amino acid is the smallest version molecule is called amino acid. And one amino acid is attached with other amino acid is a peptide bond. And then when you are making one after another, and it's a long chain of amino acid. This is the meat, whatever beef you are having here, or if you see. But when we have this one, we during the digestion process, they actually break down in their original molecule, like amino acid. So we need around 20 different types of amino acid in our body, maintenance sustainability for our muscle tissue. So within this 22 amino acid, 9 are called essential amino acid. So why they are calling essential amino acid? Because our body cannot synthesize that 9 different kinds of amino acid. On the other hand, other words, I can tell that our body cannot produce that amino acid. That is called essential amino acid. So now, in a plant protein, what happened, you can see that so many of the plant proteins, they are lack of one or two essential amino acids. That's why they are called incomplete protein compared to the meat.
Yeah,
but you see that if you, some good news is that like soybean, quinoa, buckwheat, they are complete protein because they are having all 9 different amino acids in that. So now is a plant protein, when you mix into, that's why now it's the different companies, like Impossible Burger, I'm telling that there is a wheat protein. They are using potato protein. They are using some soy protein. So when you're mixing together, so basically you are getting all kinds of essential, 9 different kinds of essential amino acid, what you need for your body.
So lots of chemistry going on here. We're talking about fake meat with Prana Bendu Mitra. He's an assistant professor in the Department of Food and Nutrition at UW-Stout. You can join in on these faux meat products. Are you on a plant-based diet? Have you found any challenges with that? How has it impacted your lifestyle? Has it helped your health? What do you think about the taste of these faux meat burgers? Have you tried an Impossible Burger? What do you think? We're at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Let's bring in Owen now, joining us from Weawega. Hi, Owen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
One of my concerns with these kind of products is we grow whole foods in our garden. We don't use pesticides or chemicals to do that. We're not certified organic, but if you're buying something as a consumer and it's not labeled that it's been grown using organic practices, the exposure to chemicals, including commercial fertilizers, is very high with any type of commercial produce. So we need to be aware of that, even though it's been processed and it's gone through an extremely complex processing procedure. I think that's something else you need to be concerned about as well, because when you're taking something from its original form and then turning it into something different, we don't know what the long-term effects of that is in our body. In a way, look at what's been happening with wheat and potential contrast between irritable bowel syndrome and things like that as a result of commercial grown wheat.
Owen, thanks for the call. What do we know there as these basic plants then get processed through all this chemistry, Prana Bendu, and come out on the other end?
So now you see that when you have the plant protein, there is a concern that if you are not having meat for the longer time, so what will be your health? So one thing I can say that if you're having the plant protein, so what is the difference? So now you see that if you're having your high meat consumption, if you are increasing meat consumption, so you are having high cholesterol and then also high unsaturated fat, fatty acid. So that is actually bad for your health. So on the other hand, in the plant protein, if you're looking for there, so they are lack of vitamin B12, but they are having a lot of phytonutrients, antioxidants, and that is good for your health. And there will be no issue of the cholesterol. So now, for the long-term history, you can see that recently a journal is called JMA, Internal Medicine, they published one paper in the Japanese research group. And they studied about more than 70,000 adults, people, and on an average 18 years. And they look for that when you have only that plant-based protein or plant-based food, and then they compare with that meat-based food. So now they got that and they published result that your longevity will be way higher than compared to when you are having meat. And also you are able to reduce the risk of diabetes, cardiovascular disease.
Diabetes and cardiovascular
and
health. Yeah.
So this is actually proved. It's about more than 70,000 people or adults were involved in the studies and 18 years. So it shows that if you are having your plant protein for the longer time, that's not actually bad. It's actually good for your health, and you will be able to reduce that kind of problems, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, obesity.
Do we see, Pranabendu, health being the reason why there is this trend going on? People are eating these plant-based meats. This is not the veggie burgers of yesteryear going on here. What's attributed to this trend?
So why this is trend? Now we see that. So if we are really healthy, so there is no need that you need to change your food habit, right? But not look at here in that U.S. health. Consider U.S. health. About 2/3 of adults are overweight, and 1/3 of them are obese. And more about 50% of adults in U.S. are about to the pre-diabetes or diabetes 2, like this. And day by day, it's alarmingly increasing your heart disease, stroke, and that kind of problems.
Well, let's
pause. Why it's happening?
Yeah, let's pause right there with the cause. Pranabendu Mitra is our guide. He teaches in the UW Stout Department of Food and Nutrition. You can join in 800-642-1234. We'll be back in just a moment here on the Ideas Network. We're looking at this growing trend as meat eaters try more plant-based alternatives and the market responds. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. Traditionally, vegan and vegetarian items have been sold far away from the meat aisle, but that's changing. The fake meat market will grow to an almost $23 billion industry in coming years. And we're seeing big food companies like Hormel, like Tyson, Kellogg's, a few names planning to offer faux meat products at grocery stores. So are you on a plant-based diet? Have you found any challenges? How has it impacted your life? Have you tried plant-based meat products? What about the Impossible Burger? What do you think of the taste? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Pranabendu Mitra is our guide. He's an assistant professor in the Department of Food and Nutrition at UW Stout. Let's go to the phones now. Caesar is joining us from Milwaukee. Hi, Caesar.
Hi, good morning. I'm glad this topic has come up because I've been plant-based for like 9 months now. And my challenge is not finding the food or getting the right amount of nutrients. It's getting other people to kind of want to try this because I have a lot of meathead friends. And they need something to look and taste like cow in order for them to want to consume it. And you tell them it's got no cow, like the Impossible Burger, and they're very reluctant to try it or try any other sort of faux meat. I try not to do so many of these highly processed meats, but it's a good way to get other people to try it. They see you trying it, you bring extra, and you try and share it.
Yeah.
Some are brave enough to try it and end up liking it. It's just getting through their head, you know, try it.
Caesar, yeah, how has this 9 months gone for you? Will you stick with this?
I think I will because I've lost weight, not even trying. I'm eating a whole lot more, a lot more variety, a lot more kinds of legumes, fruits, veggies, and tofu. And now I go to Burger King rarely, but ever since they came out with their Impossible Whopper, which is not terrible, or other restaurant chains that are putting in the Impossible or the Beyond Burger, It's easier to find. You're not like in a food desert for vegans anymore. It's really good.
You're finding more choices out there. Caesar, thank you so much for your situation. Pranabendu, it sounds like there are more options out there.
Yeah. So now you see that if you are looking for their plant food based food, so not only just meat analog, so we need for our body what we need. We need carbohydrate, we need protein, we need lipid, we need vitamins, we need minerals, right? So that in this sense, if you think about that, that what we need, so we need to make a balance. Like it's, Cesar told that he also lost some weight. So, and also he is having legumes. So four different of plant source food, you can four or five different source. For example, you can go for grains. So grains like all kinds of brown rice and wheat flour, millet, and oatmeal. So you can get a lot of carbohydrate base. And then you can fruits and vegetables, fruits, different varieties of different color, different sizes of fruits you can have. And then you have vegetables, starchy to non-starchy tubers, for example, potato, and carrots, parsnip, too, your kale, spinach. So you can get a lot of varieties of food and legumes. So soybeans, all kinds of beans, lentils, pulses. So you can get all kinds of sorts of your protein, whatever you need.
Yeah, it sounds like there is a wide range out there, and including nuts as well.
Yeah, nuts.
Let's bring in Brittany now in Eau Claire. Hi, Brittany.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
Being on a plant-based diet for about 6.5 years now has completely changed my life. I have better skin, I've lost a bunch of weight, and my stomach doesn't hurt anymore. I think I was probably lactose intolerant, and living in Wisconsin, cheese and milk is a part of every diet. So I feel so much better now.
Brittany, what do you think about these new faux meat products coming on the market? Do you see more options out there? How do they taste?
I do see a lot of options. I personally don't like this fake meat because it looks too much like real meat. But for a lot of my vegan friends, I see that it's really helped with the transition.
And what is that transition like for your friends? Is it hard for them to get behind your lifestyle, your plant-based lifestyle?
Sometimes it's hard to find restaurants to eat at. So I like to introduce my friends to the different plant-based options. So I will tell them about these different meat-like options.
It sounds like it's going to be a work in progress on your friends. Well, Brittany, thank you so much for calling in and sharing a bit about your situation. Let's go to Stephanie now, joining us from Madison. Hi, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would just like to share, I think there's a lot of perceived misconceptions behind the benefits of plant-based versus animal-based products. I really think the consumer needs to take a closer look at the origin of their meat, if they're buying from, you know, grass-based farms where ruminants are actually being raised as they should. You know, the meat actually has a lot of health benefits. The issue that, you know, we have with all the inflammatory issues because of, you know, conventional meat that we buy off the supermarket, is that the ratio of omega-3s and omega-6 is off. And it spikes a lot of inflammation in our systems because those animals are being fed, you know, high concentrate, you know, corn-based diets, and they're not designed for that. I think people who are on this plant-based type diet really need to be concerned about all of the estrogens in soy and the GMOs, you know, that most of those products are made from.
Stephanie, you bring up many good points here, Pranabendu, things that you have touched on a little bit here. But Stephanie saying, you know, take a look at those grass-fed animals. They do provide benefits.
Yeah, right. So it does. When you have the plant-based benefit, that's the omega-3, and that you can also have it in the different fishes, omega-3. So that is needed for your body, and it comes from that meat and animal sources. So it does not mean that you cannot compensate with that. For example, if you go through the extrusion process, so that means in this technology, you are actually mixing all of that material together in the dry. In this case, you can also add the water amount. So you have option when you go for the plant-based option. So you have option to compensate this one when you are texturize that protein and that in through the extrusion process. Extrusion is actually very versatile process that you can develop different versatile with a different nutrition content product. So I think that issue can be represented. And that is the valid point that really whatever we are having, we are getting all that nutrients needed for our body. So this way you can represent this way. So when you can change the formulation. So now you see that for having the different options, so making, so we are also doing something in our lab. For example, our food product development class. I'm teaching food processing engineering, food engineering, food unit operation of food processing and food product development. At the part of the food product development labs, we are also trying to make that methanolog. For example, we are trying veggie burger, black bean based
veggie
burger.
Veggie burgers,
Black bean based soybean. And that time we are trying to manipulate that formulations, that other ingredient, for example, omega 3 or other essential oils, how we can add there in different. So changing the formulations, we can solve this issue.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot on this front in food engineering. Pranabendu, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me here.
Pranabendu Mitra is an assistant professor in the Department of Food and Nutrition at UW-Stout. He joined us from our Eau Claire studio, and we've been talking about faux meat products. This is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Thank you.